environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: CSOs urge opposition to prepare for August polls. Poor road infrastructure blamed for surge in accidents. And in international news, bodies of 50 infants dumped at Trinidad graveyard.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism has called on opposition political parties to prepare for the August general elections and refrain from causing confusion in the country. Consortium Chairperson Isaac Mwanza has told Hot FM News that opposition parties have turned serious matters into a joke. He said Zambians are left wondering who will lead them in the next elections, adding that many people have lost confidence in the opposition. Mr. Mwanza has attributed the confusion to parties trying to outdo one another, citing recent events at the Electoral Commission of Zambia meeting as an example.
Is not going to help Zambians as we reach 2026 August, because Zambians are being left to wonder what is happening with their opposition political leaders. Who is going to lead them into this election? Political leaders were trying to outdo each other. The PF were trying to outdo their colleagues. That is not giving direction to the Zambian people. These leaders must put their selfish interests away and sit down and begin to talk. It does not inspire any confidence that these guys have the capacity to resolve their own issues. And what is sad is that they do not realize that they do not have power.
Former Minister of Transport, Dr. Brian Mushimba, has warned that road traffic accidents in Zambia could continue to rise if urgent improvements are not made to the country's road infrastructure. Recently, the Zambia Police Service disclosed that a total of 9,772 road traffic accidents were recorded nationwide during the first quarter of 2026, of which 527 were classified as fatal, resulting in 681 deaths. In an interview, Dr. Mshimba said the rising number of accidents is largely attributed to poor road infrastructure, noting that many roads lack essential safety features. He has explained that accidents can only be significantly reduced if authorities invest in upgrading road infrastructure, including the installation of proper road signage, street lighting, and other critical safety equipment.
The accidents are going to continue increasing because the infrastructure has not been appreciably improved upon to warrant some of the decisions that are being made, some of the relaxation on the road that we've seen. So it's expected that some of these accidents are going to increase. Until we are able to monitor roads better, we're able to track offending clients on the road better, we're able to install certain gadgets on our roads.
Government has warned foreign investors against underpaying employees, stating that those found in violation will face consequences. Labour Commissioner Given Zumuntengwa said government remains committed to ensuring that workers are treated fairly and in accordance with the law. He has emphasized that employers who underpay workers will be required to settle outstanding arrears once such violations are identified. In an interview, Mr. Mtengwa has added that even in cases where employees are not unionized, employers are still obligated to comply with minimum wage regulations as set out in the relevant statutory instruments. He has stressed that ignorance of the law will not be accepted as an excuse.
Those that abuse employees must be guided well in advance that sanctuary is a temporary sanctuary. because when they are discovered, they'll still pay for their sins. If they've been underpaying employees, they'll be made to pay their arrears, because if employees are not unionized, it follows therefore that they have to be regulated by the minimum wages, and minimum wages are specified in different statutory instruments. So there's no escape route.
FNB Zambia says it is impressed with the growing number of people embracing its wine festival, with over 1,200 attendees expected at this year's event. FNB Senior Manager for Brands and Communications, Ivy Hamaka, said the annual event, now in its fourth year, is a way of celebrating and engaging with clients. Speaking during the wine festival held last evening, Ms. Hamaka said the bank has also created a platform for small and medium enterprises in the food industry to showcase and sell their products as part of efforts to empower local businesses. She has added that the bank invited expressions of interest from SMEs, in which 20 applied and 8 ultimately selected to participate.
It is part of what we call our shared prosperity agenda. As the bank prospers, we also want our customers to prosper. We also want our vendors to prosper. So each one of those different vendors that you see has got different wines. They've also got different food that is going along with that wine. And if you like the food, you end up buying the food. We are providing a platform to empower our local communities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has expressed confidence that their sector will remain resilient despite shocks arising from the ongoing crisis in the Middle East. ZAM President Mohamed Omar says the manufacturing industry is determined to withstand external pressures and has expressed hope that the situation will not persist for long, warning that prolonged instability could negatively affect the sector. In an interview, Mr. Omar notes that the association will continue working to ensure sustained growth despite current global uncertainties, with manufacturers focused on maintaining production and stability. He adds that Zambia's macroeconomic conditions have been steadily improving since the start of the year, and maintaining that positive trajectory will be key to supporting the manufacturing industry.
We hope that this crisis doesn't prolong and things get back to normal. As we know from the start of this year, Zambia, the macroeconomic conditions have all been converging nicely. But like any economy, we should expect shocks, and this is the shock that has come through. However, as a sector, we are resilient, and we will definitely overcome this and continue to ensure the sector grows.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The remains of at least 50 infants and 6 adults have been dumped at a graveyard in Trinidad and Tobago, police say. In a statement, the country's police service said the bodies were found in the town of Kumoto, about 40 kilometers from the capital port of Spain on Trinidad, one of the two islands forming the Caribbean nation. It added that a preliminary investigation shows it may be a case of an unlawful disposal of unclaimed corpses. The BBC has more.
Traffic in the Strait of Hormuz has ground to a halt as Iran and the United States enforce their respective blockades of shipping. Neither side appears prepared to back down from their hardline negotiating stance. Israel says a soldier has died in an explosion in southern Lebanon in an incident the IDF is blaming on the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia. 9 others were wounded in the blast, with the ceasefire in Lebanon coming under increasing strain. The Sudanese army says it's captured more territory in north and south Kordofan states in continuing fighting. A military spokesman said Saturday's offensive inflicted heavy losses on the rival paramilitary rapid support forces. For its part, the RSF says it's repelled an army attack in north Kordofan. Pope Leo will celebrate Mass in the Angolan capital, Luanda, on his second day in the country. Tens of thousands of people are expected to attend the open-air service. Austrian police say they found rat poison in the baby food range that was withdrawn from more than 1,000 supermarkets in the country late